This is Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. Summer reading programs and other literacy providers can have positive outcomes for young readers. They certainly can lessen what's known as the summer slide. But until last year, no one in Sacramento County was gathering data in one place and assessing it. Now, the Library Foundation, led by Executive Director April Javist, is tracking the reading levels at schools through the county through a variety of measuring tools, including summer reading. The first community literacy map was created and released in 2018. April's back today with, shall we say, the report card and second-year results. Hi, April.
Hi, Beth. Thanks
Glad
for having
me. Glad to have you back in the
studio.
Thank you. We have a young reader here with us, too, Anaya McLeod.
Hello.
Hi,
yes.
Anaya.
Hi.
How old are you?
I'm 15.
Can I ask what book you're in the midst of or about to start right now?
Right now, I'm actually starting Jurassic Park for my honors biology in school.
And where do you go to school?
I'm homeschooled. I actually go to Visions in Education, and I'm in the university prep program.
Okay, well, glad to have you here today.
Thank you.
April, the first year's literacy map confirmed that 3 out of 5 kids were not reading at grade level.
That's right.
And you also looked at how individual schools were doing right. There was not a single school that had 95% of kids reading at grade level.
I think maybe there was one, which is West Campus High School. It's a high school down there in South Sac that that you have to apply to get into. You have to be a top student. And I believe that they have the highest reading rate. I was looking at that, and I think they got across 95% this year.
So how much change did you see, and how much change really can there be year to year in terms of reading levels?
Well, year to year, it's a slow road uphill. This year, we saw a 6% increase in third grade reading levels, and that translated into an overall 2% increase in grade level reading for Sacramento. So right now, we still have more kids not reading at grade level than reading at grade level, and we have 54% of our kids who need that help, and we have 46% of our kids who are reading at grade level. So we're getting on that 50-50 line. Now, that's taken a lot of people, a lot of organizations, and it's slow. It's been a slow road. We've been at this for 10 years now, and we've moved the needle about 11%.
Hmm. I want to go back to third grade.
Yeah.
That's a critical year. Students may not realize it. A lot of parents might not realize it. But what do we see at third grade, and why are you targeting that year?
Third grade has been targeted nationally because we, in the education world, we educate children up to the third grade. We teach them how to read. But at the fourth grade, we expect them to know how to read, and they need to read to learn. So they learn to read to the third grade, and then they read to learn after that.
I've had third grade teachers tell me that whatever did or didn't happen in first and second grade with the basics will really show itself in third grade.
Well, I'm coming across some new information from a colleague in the literacy movement that we're working on building who has pointed out that there's a lot of research out there. Elise Spang from the Central Valley Foundation, she's pointed out that there's a lot of research out there that says 1 out of 3 brains will pick up reading without any kind of help. But 2 out of 3 brains need a little more of a roadmap, irregardless of their intelligence. So that's what we're talking about. Kindergarten, first grade, second grade, those roadmaps need to be in place. And we haven't figured that out in curriculum. But we do know it's true. This has been interesting for me to find out.
Anaya, what kind of a reader are you? How many books do you go through? What'd you do in the summer with your reading?
So when I was doing summer reading this year, I finished about like more than 10, I know for sure, but like I finished a lot and I didn't even get to get my free book because I completely forgot about it at the end. But it was okay because, you know, all that matters is that I got to experience reading and I don't need a free book. Like, it's okay, you know? It was all right.
April needs to explain the free book here.
Yeah.
The foundation funds the library's summer reading program and, in particular, the prizes. So when a young person reads 5 books, they get a free book at the end of that and a chance to enter into a drawing where they can win a bigger prize. And every 5 books they read, they can get a free book. So the library owes you 2 free books.
There you go. And the effort is always made to recruit schools and then recruit individual students to join summer reading throughout the county.
Yeah.
So, Anaya, do you remember when you were young and learning to read first?
Yes.
You do?
Yeah.
All right. Tell me how old you were and tell me what your memories are.
Well, my love for words in general started when I was, I think, in the months of my age, because my grandma would teach me words every day, a new word every day, and then I would memorize it and then have to, like, use it in a sentence for the day. And she taught me Spanish and the ABCs and numbers. And then I just, like, ever since then, I just started to love words. And so that made me love reading. And when I was in, I remember when I was in, like, I started writing my own books when I was in 5th or 6th grade. Mm. And it just expanded even more because I wanted my writing to be as good as all the books that I've read. And so I looked up words and I expanded my vocabulary and it helped me become the person I am today.
Did you say months of your age?
Yes, meaning, like months, yes. When I was like in my months.
Under 1 year old?
Yes, under one.
Wow. And you're the oldest of 4 girls, right?
Oldest of 5 girls,
oh,
yes.
Gosh. Is everybody a reader?
Well, let's see. So I am a reader. My 2 other sisters are readers. But the youngest ones, they're starting to read. Like, they're kind of drama. They like all the drama stuff about life. Like, they don't really pay attention to reading that much.
So either there was different one-on-one attention to you and the others in learning reading, or maybe this is some of the statistic you were talking about, yeah. April. It's hard to know, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it is hard to know, but I do think that what we do know is that if we give people that roadmap, we can get a 95% success rate. We do know that, too. So I think it's about figuring out how to get this all instituted.
What do you think makes the difference, Anaya, as your world goes on and there are a lot of distractions, most of them on your smartphone, but there are a lot of reasons not to be reading a book?
Yeah. Well, I think in this time, it's becoming harder for like teens and even kids to read because it seems like no one is focusing on it as much as they should. Like they're not teaching about reading. Like it's crazy because they're not teaching about all of the words that you should know. Like kids are just focusing on a bunch of technology, and I think that's what happened with my younger sisters because they love the TV, but when you try and sit and read to them, their eyes wander, they don't focus on what you're saying, and I think that has a lot to do with that.
Are you talking about the difference between vocabulary and expanded language versus the language that you need to understand pop culture or be on Facebook or post an Instagram?
Yes, that's very different because when you're online, they have that slang. They use abbreviations. They don't use full words. They come up with new words to learn, and that's what kids are learning now. They're not learning the actual words of the world. They're learning these new words of the internet.
That's 15-year-old Anaya McLeod. She is homeschooled. She is talking with us about reading in general and a love for reading. April Javist is the executive director of the Sacramento County Library Foundation, and Sacramento County is recognizing that this literacy move is happening. And by the way, we'll talk in a moment about the Walk for Literacy, but tell me how you've engaged people outside of literary circles. Mm-hmm.
So when Dave Lawrence came to Authors on the Move last year, we invited him to meet with folks in the literacy community about how we might think about building a literacy movement, because he had built a children's movement in Florida. And so he sat with us generously on that Sunday, and about 40 of us were in the room, librarians, politicians, philanthropists, providers, and students, lots of different kinds of people, and also folks from SCOE. and we sat and talked about how we might create a literacy movement together. And Eric Guerra suggested, Councilmember Eric Guerra suggested, that we find a way to proclaim a literacy day, and we engage the politicians that way. So we did. We made September 8th Literacy Day, which is in line with International Literacy Day, which we felt made good sense for Sacramento, being so international. And September's Literacy Month, so we just had Literacy Month last month. And what it's done is it's brought attention to the elected officials that this is an issue. So that's been helpful, I think. So to your point, Anaya, it does matter to start talking about it. And that's what the movement is for, is to start talking about, well, more kids can't read than can. And we must do something about that.
SCOE is the Sacramento County Office of Education.
Yes.
And some of the factors that are taken into account in establishing reading levels include school lunch, for example. Mm-hmm. And this second report card shows more of the correlation between reading and eating lunch.
Yeah. We did a standalone research piece to see if not reading at grade level was correlated to free and reduced meal program eligibility. And in fact, it's strongly correlated. So kids who are eligible for free and reduced meal program lunches are less likely to be readers. It turns out, Beth, reading and not reading is almost correlated to everything good and bad. It's that important.
You can walk for literacy. That's coming up later this month. And get your team together. And at the finish line, there's a big book festival. So this is about as family-friendly as it can be.
Yeah, all the literacy providers will be there. Sac State is hosting the festival. We're so excited. They're such a good sponsor that way. And we've got lots of people walking from McClatchy Park to Sac State. It's 4 miles. And we sure would like more people to join us and let our politicians know that this is important to all of us. We've got a lot of high school kids engaged. Vision in Education is one of our sponsors. And when I met Anaya, I was like, that's a great fit. She's helping build a team there. And it'd be great to see high school kids coming out. This is their issue. This is their equity issue. This is the thing that they can do something about as they become young adults.
The walk is Saturday, October 26th. It starts at McClatchy Park. We'll post a link if you want to register online, or you can register the day of the event. Now to the world around you, Anaya, and how reading is making a difference. And do you notice gaps when you get together, either in the atmosphere of teenagers in general or in particular homeschooled kids?
Yeah, so I think there's a gaps, you say? Gaps?
I just wondered if you observe gaps or different levels of the ability to read. It's not necessarily something other teenagers would pay attention to.
Yeah, okay. So, like, you mean that? I'm so sorry.
Well, answer this in whatever way you want. At the high school level, how much is reading making a difference in your world?
Okay. Reading changes my world, like, so much. Like, It helps me have a distraction. Like, I know that other people could turn to different things for distraction, other things that would harm them more. But reading actually, like, really helps me. And I think that more people should turn to that because they would find themselves in, like, a whole new, different world of their own, and they could experience their own imagination starting to just blow up with all these different scenarios in the books. And, like, that's what happens to me every time.
Are you a library fan? Do you and your sisters go to the library
for
books?
We get so excited when we get to go to the library. We go about twice a month, maybe more.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what's your goal after high school? Or do you have a goal in high school as you finish?
Yes, I have a goal in high school. I want to get straight A's for every year of high school.
Wow. And so far, so good?
Yes. I've got straight A's last year. And so far, I have straight A's right now.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And then what? Do you have a career in mind?
Yes, I would want to become a counseling psychologist or a child social worker because I love helping people.
Well, everybody can take a look at their school in the Sacramento County and even outside of the county to see how literacy is being mapped. Again, the link will provide this color-coded map. You want to explain a little bit?
Yeah, it's at communityliteracymap.org, and it has every school on the map. It is inside of Sacramento County, and what it does is it takes the CASP scores for English and it puts them on the map per school. It also has all the literacy providers on the map. It has all the libraries on the map. It has the schools that are engaged in summer reading on the map. It has elected officials on the map. It has districts, school districts, SCOE districts. So no matter who you are, if you are interested in literacy, if you're a parent, you're a kid, you're a philanthropist, you're a politician or a policymaker, this map is going to be helpful to you.
Very well said. Thank you both for this conversation.
Thank you, Beth. It was so nice to be here again. Thank you.
Good luck with the Walk for Literacy on October 26th. So we'll post a link to see the map. Also, we'll post a link to last year's conversation, which laid a lot of groundwork for what you plan to do.
Yeah, it did. Thank you.
Good luck, Anaya, with your straight A goals. I want to hear a report back as you're going to graduate from high school. We'll also post a link to registration for the Walk on October 26th. And again, that was Anaya McLeod and April Javist. And that's Insight for today. I'm Beth Ruyak. Insight is produced by Helen Barrington, Kate Gonzalez, and Cody Drabble. Our digital team is Chris Hagan and Emily Zentner. Our website, by the way, is capradio.org/insight. Our technical director is Mark Jones. Our engineer is Antonio Munez. Insight's managing editor is Aram Sarkissian. And our executive producer is Joe Barr. Thanks for joining us.